Okay, let's begin with Zvachim. Kuf Yud Tes. Kuf Yud Tes. We are on Kuf Yud Ches Mabez. We are up to the last two dafim. Second to last daf here, Maseches Zvachim. And we will pick up a couple lines from the bottom on Kuf Yud Ches Mabez, where the Gemara is going into the different stages and the length of time where the Shechina was, where we mentioned the Hashrosa Shechina. The Gemara quoted the Brisa yesterday that there were three places where the Shechina was Shore. We quoted the other Girsa, four places, but either way, the Midbar, which is not on the list, and Gilgal, which is not on the list. Maybe there's a difference between those two. Shiloh, Nob, Givon, and Beis Olamim. So now we're going through how long was each stay in this journey. So we know the Midbar was, as the Gemara said, Yimei Ohel Moed with 39 years, Yimei Ohel Moed Shebegilgal, and then 14 years in Gilgal, Seven Sheva Shekivshu, Sheva Shechilku, as we just had two days. How do you know Seven Shechilku? Either there was a, there's a Mesorah, just like seven of this, so do seven of that, or there's another Pasuk that we saw in Sefer Yechezkel. So, four lines from the bottom. Ohel Moed, Shebenova Shebegivon, Chabisha Vesheva Minale. How do we know there was 57 years between the time that the Aron was taken from Shiloh, the time of the story at the beginning of Shmuel Aleph, that the Aron was taken, all the way until David HaMelech set up in Yerushalayim, or Shlomo HaMelech set up the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So how do we know those 57 years? Minale, Dichsif, Vayihi, Kehizki, Roas, Aron, Ho, Elokim, beginning of Sefer Shmuel, when Eli HaKohen heard. Remember the palit ran away, ran out of the war, and he ran back to tell Eli all the tragedies that happened, that he somehow, he kind of knew that they were going to occur already. Because remember, he forced Shmuel to tell him the nevuah that he had seen. Before Shmuel didn't want to tell him, and Shmuel had to tell him because the Kohen Gadol was mitzavah him to say that his sons are going to die and there's going to be terrible tragedy. So the Mivaser tells Eli all these terrible things, including that his sons had died, and all that he could handle. But finally, he says the Aron HaLakim was taken, he falls back on his chair, he breaks his neck, and he dies. Right? So here, that's the Lashon. It has Kiroas Aron HaLakim, when he hears that the Aron HaLakim was taken, meaning right when Shiloh, as we mentioned yesterday, right, when Shiloh was stopped being used, that's because the Aron was taken. Vitana, Kishemez Eli HaKohen Charva Shiloh, Ubal Anov. That's when Nov started. Right, Shiloh stopped and Nov began without the Aron there. Without the Aron there. Bol the Nov. And that's why, as we saw for the Me'iri, there was the Heter Bamos. Kishemei Shmuel Haramasi, when Shmuel died, Charva Nov Ubal Givon. That's when the Nov was destroyed, as we know, from Shaul and from Doeg, and it came to this, the central Bama came to Givon. Viksiv, Vahi Miyom Sheves Ha'aron Bekiryas Ya'arim, Vayirbu Ayamim, after the Aron came back from the Plishtim on those cows that went straight, right, they went to stayed in Kiryas Ya'arim, Vayirbu Ayamim, many days, Vayu Esrim Shana, Vayinahu Kol Beis Yisrael Acharei Hashem. And it was there for 20 years, and Bnei Yisrael were moved to follow Hashem. So, Hani Esrim Shana, so these 20 years, these are the first 20 years that we're talking about, these first 20 years. So, what were those 20 years that it was in Kiryas Ya'arim? Esr Shana Shemalach Shmuel Ba'atzmo. 10 years that Shmuel literally was mamlech. He wasn't literally a halachic king, but he was malach Shmuel ba'atzmo. Rashi says that means he ruled. He ruled, and there was no one with him, so to speak. Malach ba'atzmo. V'shana shemalach Shmuel v'shaul. And there was 1 year that Shmuel and Shaul both ruled. Again, what does that mean? Shmuel was the Navi. Shaul was the melech. But Rashi explains here that it was a somewhat of a team effort. If you look on the Rashi, the last Rashi on the page in the middle says the Rashi, V'shana achas malchu Shmuel v'sha'ul yachad, shaha yashol holech achar atzas Shmuel, achesorfa maisa agag. Shaul listened to Shmuel's advice and asked him questions until the story of Agag. That was the last straw. If you remember the Haftorah for Parsha Zohar and the prior story, which was almost the last straw, where he didn't wait for him to bring the Karbanis. But that was the last straw. Parenthetically, that's the answer to a trivia question. Right? What is the only time that we could ever lay the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row? Same exact Haftorah 2 weeks in a row. So when there's a Purim Mishulish, and in Yerushalayim, you have a 3-day Purim. Friday, you have Kriyas HaMegillah and Matanas Lavyonim, Shabbos, one has the laning for Purim as the Maftir, and Al Hanisim, and Sunday is Mishloach Manos, and the Suda, right, the three-day Purim is split up, 2, 2, and 2, that's Shabbos, where the Maftir is Purim laning. What's the Haftorah? What's the Haftorah for Purim? Haftorah is the same as the story of Shaul and Amalek. So the previous week was Parsha Zachar, and that's Purim. So that's the only time one's going to lane the same Haftorah 2 weeks in a row, I think. So so that's the story that where Shmuel got upset at Shaul after the story, and therefore he didn't give him advice anymore. So that was it for the 1 year that Shaul was Malach with Shmuel. So it was 10 years, and then 1 year that it was just it was together, and then Vishtayim Shemalach Shaul. So then there were 2 years that Shaul was Mamlech without the Eitza of Shmuel. Visheva LaDavid, and then another 7 years that David was in Chevron before they went to Yerushalayim. So that's 20 years altogether. That's referred to when the Aron was in Kiryas Yearim, right before David HaMelech brought it to Yerushalayim, and the parade and the story that happened, the tragedy that happened on the way, and then they stopped and they brought it afterwards. But either way, that is the first 20. Remember, we're trying to figure out the 57. Let's just finish this, and then we'll make a couple of other comments. Dichsiv, how do you know that it was 7 for David? Dichsiv, ha'yamim asher malach David al Yisrael mem shana. David HaMelech altogether was king for 40 years, as was Shlomo. V'chevron malach zayin shanim. In Chevron, he was melech for 7 years. 7 years, and then the pasuk continues. Look at the Shidim Kupan, says, ubi Yerushalayim malach lama gimel shanim. Va'arba de Shlomo, and then the third, another 33. It was 7 and 33 for David HaMelech, and then the 4 years of Shlomo. Ubi Shlomo, back to the Gemara. Ksiv vayochal avnoso b'shas arba l'machuso. He started to build a base of Mikdash in the 4th year of his malchus. Good. So altogether, you have 20 plus 33 plus 4. That's 57. If the 20 years referred to before David brought the Aron to Yerushalayim, then 33, that's 53, plus another 4 years of Shlomo, that's 57. Those are the 57 years of Nov and Givon, all the way until they came to Yerushalayim. Nishtayru l'Shiloh, so the years left for Shiloh, if you put all this math together, so that's how you figure out the number of years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh, 369. Shlosh be'os v'shivim chaser achas. Right, 369. How do you get that? So you have 480. Start with 480, because the Beis HaMikdash was built by Shlomo. The Pasuk says 480 years after Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. So that's 480. So it's 480 minus 40, because 40 years in the desert, minus 14, sheva shekiv, sheva sheva shechilku, minus 57. Minus these 57 years. That equals 369. You take away 40 and 14 and 57 from 480. That equals 369. And that's how you know those were the years that the Mishkan was in Shiloh. Good. Just one ha'ara from yesterday. I forgot to mention as I was saying it. I just forgot to correct the we mentioned the story. We were talking about Esther Amalka and the fast. I forgot where it came up about Tainus Esther. The Tainus Esther fast, as we know, is not in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. Nowhere in Shas does it mention Tainus Esther. There's a remez to it. Rabbi Natam says there's a remez to it. Megillah Daf Beis, right? It's a day of gathering. Day Yom Kihilo Lakol. But that's the only remez you have for Tainus Esther. So that Tainus Esther, Rabbi Natam and the other Mepharshim explained, was because they got together before they went out to war, before the fourth. The fast that I mentioned was the 3 day fast in Nisan that took place. The Shulchan Aruch does quote a minug of a fasting for 3 days, but that's not Tainus Esther. Tainus Esther is related to the fasting that they did on the day of the Milchama when they went out as part of Tshuva and Tefillah before the war. Okay, so Shaul lost his malchus after the story of Amalek. The Rishonim discuss, based on the Gemara, based on Chazal, Rishonim discuss why Shaul HaMelech sinned and he lost the malchus. David HaMelech sinned and he didn't lose his malchus. David HaMelech a number of times, whatever the story was with David and Bathsheba, however we understand that chait, and the story of counting Bnei Yisrael at the end of the Sefer Shmuel. And, you know, the David was not perfect, right? David is the symbol of a Baal Shuvah. And yet he didn't lose his Malchus. While Shaul HaMelech did 1, 2, before he started trying to have the Ruach Elokim and the Ruach Ra try to kill David, but he sinned and he did lose the Malchus. It says the Sefer HaYikarim, because it depends what type of chait it was. The Sefer Yikarim says, Shalom Elach's chet had to do with the Malchus. It had to do with his being the king. That's why he lost the Malchus. David HaMelech had personal sins. And we all have personal sins. I mean, Lahavdil, David HaMelech's sins and any of our sins. But David HaMelech's chataim were chataim, and he did shuva, and therefore he didn't lose the Malchus. Shalom Elach's sins had to do with his being the Melech. Right? His sins were about being led by the Am and not leading the Am. All of the chataim were because he was meshubit to the Am. The Am was leaving, and therefore he couldn't wait another minute for Shmuel Hanavi to come to give the karbanis. Right? And when Shmuel Hanavi comes and says, why didn't you kill Agag and all the animals and everybody from Amalek, he says, the Am made me do it. The Am made me do it. It was the Am's fault. They wanted to have Rachmanis on the animals. The Am, the Am, the Am. One can't be a good leader, a successful leader, if one is meshubit to what the Am wants and doesn't lead over the Am. And that's exactly the beautiful, the Yalkut Shimoni, on when David HaMelech, we're talking about when David HaMelech brings the Aron back to Yerushalayim, finally, and he dances, and he's sweating, and he's pushing b'chol kocho when the Aron comes, and he comes back after a long day, and he falls on the couch. He's like, oh, what a long day, what a great day. And his wife, the Bas Shaul, Michal Bas Shaul, says to David, what a great day, sarcasm in the Tanakh. What a great day that all the Amhos, all the maidservants of Israel, saw the king of Israel dancing and schwitzing and rolling up his sleeves and doing that in front of the Aron. And then there's a mysterious answer that David gives to Michal. Yeah, I'm the king and not your father. That's what the Pasuk says. And the Medrash fills in the picture. The Medrash is saying that Michal is saying to David, my father would never have done such a thing. Like, show himself and bear himself in front of the Am. And David says, that's exactly the point. I don't care. I don't tailor my actions based on what the Am thinks. I do what I know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says is right, and this is what I do. And that's why I'm the king. And that's not as a gaiva, just as in terms of defending his actions, in terms of what he did. But that's the insightful comment of the Medrash that gives us the fills out the picture, the difference between Shaul and David. Okay, we continue. Bo leno v'givon v'chulu. So now we are up to what stage? Stage 6, right? We started again with the Midbar, and number 2 was Gilgal, number 3 was Shiloh, number 4 is Nov and Givon. Number 5 is going to be Beis HaMikdash. If I forgot any, I think that's it. But either way, the next stage, Nov and Givon. Once the Mizbeach goes to Nov and Givon, now there is now a Heter Bamos. Heter Bamos, while the Aron is not there. Minani Mili, how do we know that in between Shiloh and Beis HaMikdash there was a Heter Bamos? Right, it wasn't just Usser forever. Maybe it would have been Usser, like the words we mentioned yesterday from Rav Soloveitchik, that Shiloh could have been, but it wasn't. And how do we know that there is a Heter Bamos? The Tana Rabbanan, Kilo Vasem and Ata El Hamenucha VeEl Hanachala, because you haven't yet come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, to the Menucha and the Nachala in Parshas Re'eh, El Hamenucha Zu Shiloh, Nachala Zu Yerushalayim. Right, and there's two different words in the Torah referring to Shiloh and Yerushalayim. So the Gemara asks, Lama Chilkan, why does the Torah have to say two different, right, separate? K'deilitein heter beit elazeh. If it was just an Isser after Shiloh, you wouldn't have to be Mechale, because he's talking about the context of bringing Karbanos outside the Beis HaMikdash. So why do you have to mention both? It must be that there were two stages and there was not a Hemshach between them. So that's why, K'dei Liten Heter Bein Zeh La Zeh. Amar Rabbi Shlakish to Rabbi Yochanan, ask Rabbi Shlakish to his brother-in-law, to his Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan, Meiser Sheni Nami Nisni. So why isn't Meiser Sheni listed, right, as the terms of, right, Mishnah has said, back again, Mishnah at the beginning of the parak, that's where all the Mishnahs are quoted, Kuf, Yud, Beis, Amid, Beis. When you get to this stage, what does the Mishnah say? Ba'u la Gilgal, Hutru Habamos, Kachi Kachim, Nechalam, Lefnim, Nechalam, Kachi Kachim, Nechalam, Nechalam, Bo'u la Shiloh, sorry, Bo'u la Nova Givon. Right, this is number 5. Right, did we mention? Oh, before, that's what I skipped, before. But I knew there was 6. Before the Mishkan, that was stage 1. The Mishkan was stage 2, Gilgal was stage 3, Shiloh was stage 4, Nov and Givon stage 5, Beis HaMikdash stage 6. So, Bo Lanova Givon, Hutru Habamos, Kache Kachim Nechalon Lefnim and Aklaim, Kachim Kalim, Bechalare Yisrael. Asks the Gemara, why isn't Meister Sheni also mentioned in this line? When it says Kache Kalim or Nechal Bechalare Yisrael, why isn't Meister Sheni mentioned? Nisni. Nisni what? Nisni that, Rashi, that it needs Noven Givon. Why don't you say that? Maisha Sheni should also be limited. Kachi Kachim are limited to the Klaim. Kachi Kalim are Bechol Arei Yisrael. But why doesn't it say, asks the Gemara, that Maisha Sheni should be limited to Noven Givon? Ask the Achronim. Ask the Karen Ora. What is the Havamina here? That Kachi Kalim could be eaten in any city, while Maisha Sheni, Dafka in Noven Givon. Right, the Maaser Sheni, even if you want to say it as Kedusha, it doesn't have as much Kedusha as Kachi Kalim. So it says the Karen Ora, it's not about Kedusha. Maaser Sheni has nothing to do with Karbanos. That's exactly the point. So maybe Maaser Sheni, the Halacha, it always has to be eaten in the central Makom of Am Yisrael. When there's a heter of Kachi, Kachim Bachutz, and Kachim Bechol Yisrael, so then the eating of Kachi Kalim will also go by Shrechtin Kachi Kalim. That could be Bechol Arei Yisrael. While Maaser Sheni might be limited, ironically. It doesn't have as much Kedusha, but it's not a question of more or less. Nehi, says the Karen Ora, the Kachim Kalim Ne'echol and Bechol Makom, Hainu Mishum Deheter Bamahu, V'yachol Ahakriv Bechol Makom, Neder V'nedova Shalom. Ulahachi Ochel Gamkin Bechol Makom, Avo Maaser Sheni Dechova Nesi Lahazam. Why should Maaser Sheni be able to go everywhere? Right, Maaser Sheni is always, you have to eat it within the walls of Yerushalayim, the central place where Am Yisrael is. So why don't you just say the same thing? That's the heter of why isn't, so ask the Gemara, why isn't Maaser Sheni mentioned in the Gemara? Maaser Sheni nami nisni. So if you, there is a girsa in our Gemara, looking back in Kufi Beis Mabeis, if you look on the Mesoros Hashas on the side, there is a girsa that has Maaser Sheni in the Mishnah. Right, it says near Nosach Acher U Maaser Sheni Bechol Arei Yisrael. Right, that's also the Mishnah. Then there wouldn't be a question. It is, and the Gemara is telling you not. Right, it's the Mishnah is telling you that there's no possibility. But according to the Gersa that we have, it's not there. That's the Gemara here asks Maaser Sheni Nami Nisni. So maybe that's why our editors took out that Lashon and knew because our Gemara, according to our version, asked the question of Maaser Sheni Nami. Nami Nisti. Says the Gemara, Amar Le, Meiser, Shom Shon Me Aron Kayalfi. Meiser is learned out, Zeir Shava, from the Aron. Right? It says, V'achal Tem Shom, by Meiser Sheni, and by the Aron, it says, V'nasata Shom Esa Aron. Put the Aron there. So, Kivan to Aron Lohavi, Meiser Nami Lohavi. So Shom Shom Bar, not a regular Gzeir Shava, but just a connection between Maaser Sheni and the Aron. If the Aron was not there, then Maaser Sheni does not have to be eaten there. Right? Maaser Sheni is connected to the Aron. So all the days of Noven Givon, the Aron wasn't there. It was in Kiryas Yarim, and in Ir David, as we saw. So therefore, there's no, one doesn't have to, is not limited to Maaser Sheni. Asks the Achronim, as some of the Rishonim also, in, Tosfos Rabbeinu Paris, they asked him Sachim. So what about Maaser Sheni? Bayis Sheni also didn't have an Aron. What about Maaser Sheni during Bayis Sheni? Right? Is that, you're going to tell me there was no requirement there also? So, they says the Mikdash David, no, it was Roi la Aron. That's one answer. It was Roi for the Aron to be there. You don't Dafka need the Aron, but Noven Givon were not Roi to be the Makom of the Aron. Right? That's one answer given in the beginning of Simon Chaf. In the Mikdash David, says the Mikdash David, V'yavagad b'ayis sheni gam kein lo havi aron, u'mikol makom maaser sheni haya ne'echal sham. But didn't the Gemara just say that maaser sheni is only to the aron? Al karchach tzarach lomar shem b'ayis sheni haya din lios sham aron. Raksha nignas. It was potential aron, it was just hidden, it was underneath. Aval b'nova givon lo haya din lios ha'aron sham. Shari ha'aron haya az v'kiryas ya'arim. T'bavama leka din lios sham aron v'chulu. Right, so one answer is that it's Roy. The other answer is that it was there. You might say it was there. The fact that it was buried underneath still gave the Beis HaMikdash Kedushas Aron. Right? It wasn't there, but it still gave the Kedusha. Right? The whole source of the Kedusha is of the Beis HaMikdash, is the Aron. Rav Soloveitchik writes in one place that he thinks the whole Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses is from a Torah. If there's no Torah, then there's not a full Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. It has Kedusha of a group of Jews davening together. That itself gives the Kedusha. But the full Kedusha, just like the Aron gives the Kedusha to the Beis HaMikdash, so to the Torah to a shul. And I, by Yesheini, the answer is it was there. That's why the Yoshio HaMelech buried it there and put it there because he foresaw that it would be destroyed and he wanted to keep the Kedusha of the Mikdash. Good. Says the Gemara. So again, Maisha Sheni does not have to be limited because there is no Aron. So Ihachi, if you're telling me that Maiser does not have to be limited. Pesach v'kachim nami, desham sham me aron yalfi, wa pesach and kachim, right? It also says by kachim kalam, b'achaltem sham, right? So, kivan de aron lohavi, inonami lohavi. So you should tell me that those karbanos, chovos that have to be brought there, so they also shouldn't have to be brought there, because also sham, it says sham there. So amalei. Second verse says, okay, you're right. Different answer, going back to the original question, right? New answer to why Maiser Sheni could be eaten b'chal are Yisrael. Right, not sham, different answer. So Amar Lei, Da'amar Lecha Hamani, who is the author of the Mishnah, that Maiser Sheni is not limited, and can be in B'chol Arei Yisrael, Hamani Rabbi Shimon Hi. Da'amar Af Tzibur, Lo Hikrivu, Ela Pesah, V'chovos, HaKavu, Elohem Zman. What was limited to the Bama Gedola, Pesach, and Chovos that had a Kavu Azman, but all other items don't have to be brought to the Mizbeach, the central Mizbeach. Aval chovos she'in kavu lahem zman, right? Hacha v'hacha lo karav. But chovos that did not have a zman kavu were not brought on the bama gadola or on the bama katana. Umaiser, and for example, maiser behema chovos she'in kavu lahem zmanu. Maiser behema does not have a kavu zman. You're supposed to take maiser from each year's animals, but there's not kavu lahem zman. This is maiser dog and the maiser behema. So just like Maiser Behema would not have been brought to the central Mizbeach because it was not Chovo Shekavu Elohem Zman, so too Maiser Dagan would not have been brought there. That's what Rashi also adds in one line. Kiva the Maiser Behema lo avi hasam, Maiser Dagan nami lo ba'i la asuye hasam, de iskish la hadadi. Because Maiser Behema is compared to Maiser Dagan, de chsiv aser ta aser. V'yamrina b'shtei Maiser zakasam medaber, right, aser ta aser, in Parshas Re'eh, right, and that's the Maiser Behema and the Maiser Dagan. There is a Gemara in Maseches Tainis that quotes Aser to Aser. As we know, Aser b'shvil she'tit Asher, give Maiser in order to become rich. There's even a Medrash Pliya on that Aser to Aser. The Medrash says, and this is what it means, if you go right, I go left. If you go left, I go right, right? The Pasuk by Avraham and Lot. Right, what is that connected to Aser to Aser? So the one of the Mefarshim says, Aser b'shvil she'tit Asher. If you go left, if you go put the dot on the sin, on the left side, make it a sin, Aser, then I'll put it on the right side. I'll make you rich. Aser b'shvil she'tit Asher. If you put it on the right, you think you want to stay rich and you keep of Ashirus, then I'm going to make Aser, I'm going to give you even less than you have. Either way, but this is they're both Daraisa, Maiser Dog and a Maiser Behema. Right, the concept of Maiser Ksafim, of the giving a tenth of one's earnings, that pashtus is not a daraisa. There are one or two achronim that assume it's a daraisa, but most assume that it is a minhag tov. The concept of maaser ksafim. There are those that say it's a din derabanan, but it's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. Right? Tosfos quotes the medrash. There is a medrash. Tosfos on Daf Tesman Aleph and Maseches Tainis. Top Tosfos aser ta aser. Hachi isa bisifri. Aser ta aser is kol tvua sarecha yoseh asudah shana shana. Ein li ela tvua zarecha. Shachayev b'meiser. Ribis vach prakmatia v'chol shah revachim minayin. How do I know business? Tamalomer es kol. Tavimatsil meymar es tvuascha. My kol arabos ribis vach prakmatia v'chol darvash amar viechbo. So you read that medrash, it sounds like a din daraisa. Sounds like it's a real limud. Vachinami isa ika bahagada. Equals a yalkud, a yotzi as a deshana, shana, klomer, and lota, ser, sadcha, kohogan, lo yilcha, lo yotzi, men a sadek, klomer, yasa, sadcha, elekfi, maestro, shay, kodom, lachain. As we just mentioned, and then Tosfos goes through a couple of other details. But either way, most assume that this is a minhag tov. That is what most Rishonim assume. Again, some say it's Drabanan, some, but, and a minority assume it's Daraisa. But that's the Medrash, the Gemara here. Has the other two Maisers, which are for sure Daraisa. Those are Psukim and Chumash. Maiser Dagan, and Maiser Behema. Good. There's once we're talking about Maiser Sheni, there's an interesting sheet in some of the Rishonim. Right? We mention often the Machlokas Rishonim, what's Chayiv and Shumas and Maisers mi Daraisa. Right? So Rashi and Tosfos in a number of places in Shas say, only Dagan, Tirosh V'Yitzar. Only grain, and tirosh v'yitzar, that itself is a machlokas, it definitely means wine and oil. Does it also mean olives and grapes? That's a suffix of the Ramban. But it definitely means wine, oil, and grain. Right? Those are the what's Chayav Daraisa. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumas and Maestros says no, all fruit. All fruit are Chayav Daraisa, according to the Rambam. Apples and cherries and plums. Big machlokas, major machlokas we've shown him. What's Chayav Daraisa in Trumas and Maestros? Everybody agrees that vegetables, yirakos, are Durabanan. That's Beferish. Yirakos, Trumas and Maestros of Yirakos are Durabanan. All other fruit are Emachlokas. But there are some Rishonim, the Smag and the Yireim hold, like fundamentally like the other Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos, that it's only Dug and Tirish V'Yitzar, except for Maiser Sheni. They say that Maiser Sheni includes all fruit like the Rambam. So they have that middle, that split approach. Those are the general Lashitas. There is one day I think in the Shita in Bamitzia that says maybe all Shivas Haminim are Daraisa. All Shivas Haminim are Daraisa. That's also unique, but that's not a common Shita. Okay, let's continue. Says, so this we said, who is the Shita of the Mishnah that says Maaser Sheni do not have to be brought? That's Rabbi Shimon. So Gemara says, Mechad Rabbi Yehuda Karav, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maaser Sheni has to be brought in Novin Givon to the central Mizbeach and eat it somewhere in vicinity. So answer the Gemara, in yes. The Amar of Adab Bar Masna, Maaser Sheni Umaaser Behema Nechalin Benov V'Givon. Right, says Beferish, L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda. They were brought to Novin Givon according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, is that within the city? Is that within? There is no city. There are no walls. The Achronim wonder. The Ola Shlomo wonders here. Does it go by the city of the Bama? Does it go by Bechal Haroeh of that special din in Shiloh? Not clear. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what was the din of eating Maaser Sheni in proximity? Says the Gemara V'Haboi Bira, but don't you need the halacha of Bira? You have to have, right, you have to eat it before Hashem, in front of Hashem. So the Gemara says, V'laf Tani Rabbi Yosef, Shalosh Biro, saying, Shiloh, V'Nova, Givon, Obeis Olamim. Yeah, it had that status. It had the status of Bira. It had the status of the city that was needed. Hu Tani Lavu Amar La, Lachilas Maaser Sheni, V'Alibu Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah, that Brisa that says that it's, that even Novin Givon are called Bira, that's regarding the halachas of Maaser Sheni, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, obviously it's not called Bira Yerushalayim for all halachas, but specifically for this halacha, it is called Bira. Good. Period. Ba'ul Yerushalayim. Baruch Hashem, we've made it to the sixth stage of halachic history regarding karbanas in Yerushalayim, and that's it. Isser forever to be makriv karbanas outside. V'chulu. Tana Rabbanan. Ki lo basa marata lamnuchal anachala. You haven't come yet to the Menucha of the Nachala. Machlokes Tanoim. What's Menucha of Nachala? Menucha Shiloh, Nachala Yerushalayim. That's a Rashi quotes in Re'eh. That's what we assume. V'omer, and how do you know that? Haisali Nachalasi Ka'arye Bayar. Right? It, Yerushalayim, was like my Nachala, like a lion in the forest. V'omer Ha'ayit. Savua Nachalasi Li. The colored bird. But the Mepharshim explained it, that all the other birds were trying to attack this colored bird, like all the enemies were attacking Yerushalayim, as Yirmiyahu talks about at length. Ha'ayit saviv aleha, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you see from there, that you see Yerushalayim is referred to as Nachla. That's how you know the pasuk in Re'eh. The word Nachla means Yerushalayim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Menuchas Yerushalayim, the opposite. Menuchas Yerushalayim, Nachla Zushilo. Right, the first word is in the pasuk is Yerushalayim, and the second word is Shiloh. Va'omer zos menuchasi ade ad po ashev ki ivisia. Here I will sit. So you see, Yerushalayim is called menucha. Va'omer ki vachar Hashem b'tzion iva lemoshev lo. Hashem chose Tzion iva. He desired to sit there, to have a place for to inhabit kaviyachol. So machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about which is nachla and which is menucha. That pasuk that we say kivah Hashem Tzion iva lemoshev lo. That's interesting. Some of that I think I mentioned the Kleyakar somewhere, and that says iva lemoshev lo. If you look in the end of Parshas Beshalach, by the Amalek, where it says kiyon al keska mecham al Hashem ba'amalek midor ador. That Rashi quotes there, that there are a couple of letters missing from that pasuk because the kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be shalem until Mashiach comes. Which letters are missing? Kiyod al kes, it should be kisei, so it's missing the aleph, and ka is yud kei, it should be yud kei vav kei. So it's missing aleph, vav, and hey, the letters iva. Right, meaning iva means to desire. When Bnei Yisrael wanted so badly, iva, that's when Mashiach is going to come. Kiyod al kes ka. Right, and that's Kivach Hashem B'tzion. Hashem so Tzion Iva. When we desire it, then it's going to be a Moshav again for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the three letters that are missing. Iva L'Moshav La. Okay, so says the Gemara. Bishlam Alamanda Amar Menucha Zu Shilo. Finally, I understand. If you say Menucha is Shilo and Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, Hainu Desev Alamucha Nachla, I understand the order. You haven't gotten to Shilo yet, and you also haven't gotten to Yerushalayim. El Alamanda Amar Menucha Zu Yerushalayim Nachla Zu Shilo. El HaNachla V'Alamucha Biboilei. The order should be switched. It's not chronological order. So, and we hold that within a pasuk there is chronological order in the Torah. Right? Yesh muktum mu'ucher ba'Torah in a pasuk. You don't say, Vaydabar Hashem el Moshe means Moshe Vaydabar Leymar Hashem, right? Within a pasuk. Okay. Within, parshios, maybe not. But, hachikamar, so, what does this mean? So, the Gemara says, lo mi boy minucha de lo matisu. So this is how you understand the pasuk. Not only have you not gotten to minucha, so elafilu l'nachla nami l'matisu. You haven't even gotten to the first step. You haven't even gotten to Shiloh. So again, you could read the pasuk even though it is seems to be in a different order. One more Tana Tevei Rabbi Shmuel Zubazu Shiloh. Third opinion, they both refer to Shiloh. Rabbi Shimon by Yochai Omer Zubazu Yerushalayim. They're both referring to Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Bishlamanda Amar Minucha Zu Shilo. Nachla Zu Yerushalayim, Inami Ifcha, Haino de Sivala Mucha Lanachla. I understand if you say they're different places because they use different words. That's why it makes sense. That one's called Minucha, one's called Nachla. Elalamanda Amar Zu Vazu Shilo. Oh, Zu Vazu Yerushalayim, Minucha Vinachla Miboile. And also, it shouldn't use to say this word El twice. Because the word El twice sounds like it's two different destinations. So it doesn't say the word El twice. So, sounds like against the Oshita Sokasha. So that is a problem. Okay, stop there for a moment. There is a Malbim. The Malbim has a Lishitaso. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda Lishitaso. Right, again, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. What happens here? The Rabbi Shimon says, Menuchas Yerushalayim and Nachla Zushilo. And Rabbi Yehuda says the opposite. Says the Malbin, the Machlokes elsewhere, whether Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim. We discussed this Machlokes, right? At the end of Perek Meruba, the Brisa quoted about all the things about Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim lo Nischalik L'Shvatim. It was not an international city, but inter-Shevet city, right? All the Shvatim, right, were connected in Yerushalayim. And we discussed in the past the discussion that we showed him. How could you say that? Didn't we learn earlier on Daf and Gimel that Yehud and Binyamin, the border, right, was right through? So maybe Lagabe certain halachas, it was Neschalik, but regarding certain halachas, lo Neschalik. But that's really a machlokes Tanoim, says the Malbim on this pasuk in Parshas Re'eh. Rabbi Shimon Mefaresh, that Yerushalayim is Menucha and Shiloh is Nachla. You know why he says that? Because he says Yerushalayim was lo nischalik l'shvatim, and therefore you can't call Yerushalayim Nachla. Nachla means somebody's Nachla, somebody's specific portion that he received. So if you say Yerushalayim lo nischalik l'shvatim, so you can't say that. That's why Rabbi Shimon is the one that says Nachla is Shiloh, and Yerushalayim is Menucha. But Rabbi Yehuda says Yerushalayim was called Nachla. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim was Nischalik L'Shvatim, and that's why it's okay to call it Nachla. A Charifus. Rabbi Shimon Azli L'Shita, Rabbi Nira, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Shimon Azli L'Shitasa, Lamala. Rabbi Shimon, Sphira Le Yerushalayim Lo Nischalik L'Shvatim. V'i'af Shah L'Kara B'Shem Nachla. V'yalkein Kare Shilo B'Shem Nachla. Ki'ayis Nachlas Mate Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda L'Shitasa, Yerushalayim Nischalik L'Shvatim, V'yitztak Aleha Shem Nachla. That's a L'Shitasa. He says it right here in HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, right? That's the Malbim's commentary right here on the Devarim. On every Sefer in Tanakh, the Malbim has a different name for his commentary. Nachlas Yehoshua, and I forgot what it's called on Shoftim, and Yirmiyahu, Tochachas Yirmiyahu, I think. I forgot the exact Lasha, but he calls a different name for each one. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, fourth line. Bishlam Olamanda Amar Zuvizu Shilo. According to the Manda Amar that says, they both refer to Shiloh. So how do you know? Menucha, Dinachu Mikibush. Menucha, Shiloh is called Menucha because they finished conquering. Right? They finished conquering the kings that they were going to conquer. And Nachla, Depago as a Nachla. It's a Nachla because they split it up. They split up the portions there, and that's why it makes sense that Shiloh was Menucha, they were resting. And Nachla, they split up. Dichsiv, Vayichalek Lahem, Yehoshua, Vayapel Lahem Goral B'Shilo Al Pi Hashem. right? And they were able to then split up El Mandamar Zuvuzu Yerushalayim. But according to the Mandamar that says both Yerushalayim, both Nachla and Menucha refer to Yerushalayim, Bishlama Nachla Nachlas Olamim. That's another way you can say Nachla means the ultimate eternal resting place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, Menucha, my Menucha. Why Dafka does is it called Menucha? How is that Lashon, that name appropriate? So the Gemara says, Menuchas Aron. It was a place where the Aron finally rested. Menuchas Aron. Dechsiv, right, it took a long time for the Aron to get there, but it finally got there. Dechsiv, Ayhi Kenacha Aron. Right, when the Aron rested. Second time in 2 days, Rashi says, I didn't find this pasuk in Tanakh. Rashi says, Tab Rashi, Vayikinoch Aron, Chipastiv Alom Asasiv. Vimeno Beksuvim, Yeshli Mikra Acher, Bidivir Hayamim. Right, there's another, there's a similar pasuk, right, in Divir Hayamim, Kum Hashem Elokim, Lanochacha, Atav Aron Uzecha. Right, Kum, the Menuchas Aron, right, there's no pasuk of Va'ain Kinoch Aron. So Rashi goes to pasuk in Divir Hayamim. Tosva says, there's a better pasuk to quote. Right, even though they're both not the pasuk that the Gemara quotes. Tosfos in Vayihi quotes Rashi, appears Rashi, and he says, he quotes, Vayihi avi motzi lavi pasuk tichsiv b'Yoshua, an earlier pasuk. Vayihi kinoach kapos ragle ha-kohanim nosei ha-aron. Right, when the Kohanim, when they were first coming into Eretz Yisrael, and they rested their feet, and with the Aron, standing with the Aron, so then, you see the lashon of kinoach in the context of Aron. That's what, or, right, there are other uvenucha yomar, right? So you see the word nucha. So why doesn't Rashi quote those? There, it wasn't really menucha yet; it was temporary. Well, when the Kohanim put their feet in, when they came in on they put their feet in, and they're about to leave, right? Maybe Rashi quotes the pasuk of Divrei Hayamim because maybe it's referring to a more ultimate menucha. But either way, that's the Rashi and Tosfos having their own suggestions. Remember that pasuk that Tosfos quotes about Kenoach Kabos Ragli HaKohanim? Remember the Medrash there. What happened? The Kohanim put their feet in, and then the Yardane split, and then after all of Am Yisrael went through, then they went back. They took a step back, and the Yardane went back. So how'd they get over? They were on the wrong side. So the Medrash says that the Aron flew them. The Aron went through the air, right, Aron nosei et nosav, so the Kohanim was stuck. The Kohanim holding up the Aron was stuck on the wrong side, on the east side, so they flew after the Yardin already closed up, they flew onto the other side of the Aron. I mentioned before the Lubavitcher Rebbe's thought on that pasuk also. Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that everywhere throughout the Midbar, the Aron was in the middle. There were a couple of Shvatim beforehand, and then the Leviim, and then the Aron, and then the Leviim, and then the Shvatim, and Dafka, a couple of times, including when Bnei Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael, the Aron went first. And Yeshua says, V'halachta machra, follow the Aron. Why Dafka did the structure split? So you could say the Aron was the Makadish, the Aron had to go first, but the Lubavitcher Rebbe says, because the Aron symbolized what life was going to be like in Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? The Aron was physical. It was made of raw materials, right? That Parshas Truma describes. There was wood, there was gold. It was made of the dimensions. But on the other hand, nothing about the Aron was natural. It was all supernatural. It was no say and no sav. It didn't take up any space in the Kodesh Kodashim. It shouldn't have fit into the Kodesh Kodashim. Everything was supernatural about it. So that's the existence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. There's a physical existence. There is, right? There's no more man. You have to be farmers. You have to work the land. But on the other hand, it totally is supernatural existence. Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the fact that there is existence when there are millions of people around that don't want Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, right? So that's, says Yeshua, go follow the Aron, because that's the existence. Your existence in Eretz Yisrael is going to be following the Aron. It's going to be patterned after the Aron. B'halachta machara. That's the Lubavitcher Rebbe on that pasuk in Yeshua. Okay, there's more in Yeshua, but feel free to listen to the archives of the Navi Shir of Sefer Yoshua. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Lamanda Amar Zuvzu Yerushalayim. Fine, if you say both Yerushalayim, Abel Shilo Have Sharia Bamos. But Shilo, if you say they both refer to Yerushalayim. And if it's both Yerushalayim, then basically during Shilo there was no Isser of Bamos. Because this pasuk is about the Isser. So if you say that both are Yerushalayim, then Bamos are Mutter and Yerushilo. Hayinu Dechsiv. That's why Manoach during the time, right, of Shoftim, when it was in Shiloh, Vayikah Manoach as Gdiho Yizim as Hamincha Vayala Sur Lashem, so then you understand why he didn't bring it to the Mizbeach, because there was a Heter Bamos. Elamanda Amar, Zuvzu Shiloh Bamos Havi Asira and Mai Vayikah Manoach. But if you say they both referred to Shiloh and there was an Isser, how can Manoach do it? So we already had this already. Right, this was one of the dais about Machlokas Tanoim we had earlier about, do you need a Mizbeach for the Isser of Shkutei Chutz? So this was the source that you don't need a Mizbeach. So we mentioned already there, if you do need a Mizbeach, so what was he doing there? Harasha. So same answer here, right? If you say there was an Isser, what was he doing? Harasha, Isa, special Hara, right, to the father of Shimshon, right? Eshes Manoach and Eshes Manoach, right? Not here, but elsewhere in Shas, what was his wife's name? Eshes Manoach. Right, it's a Gemara in Baba Basra. I think that's the Aleph or so. Tzalaponis, right? The Eshes Manoach. Here we're talking about Manoach, but his wife, who was the first one to see the Malach and to give a carbon, was Eshes Manoach. Not a carbon, but she ran home to tell her husband. Okay, Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva found a raya, or brought a simin for a Shimon bar Yochai. So those are two different dais. Right, Rabbi Shmuel is the one, if you look back for a moment, Rabbi Shmuel was the one that said, they're both Shiloh. Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the one that said they're both Yerushalayim. So the Talmidim, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, brought a raya, Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel brought a raya to Rav Shimon bar Yochai, Damar Zuvuzi Yerushalayim, V'simaneich, Mashchi Gavra Lagavrei. It means one man, Rabbi Shimon, pulled the others to his side. The Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel. One man, one Gavra pulled Gavri. Good. Weiter. Kolakachim v'chulu. So, now we get to the different, stages of kachim, where you makdish it during, the Isser Bamos, during the Heter Bamos. So here we go. Amar Rav Kahana, lo shanu. This is only true. What's only true? So Rashi always helps us out whenever there's a lo shanu. Lo shanu, when do we say that if I was makdish it b'shas Heter Bamos, and I was makrevit b'shas Isser Bamos, I was makdish it, and I was going to bring it to the base of Megdash, and then there was the Chorban. So I can't, or the, right, there was a, right, so, what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said, if I was makdish it at a time that it was mutter, and then I brought it b'shas heter, there's no karis. So that only applies lo shanu ela b'shchita. That's only the shchita's karban. Avol behalaa karis tami b'chayef. But to be maktir it, even though I was makdish it b'shas heter bamos, if I'm maktir it b'shas isher bamos, I'm chayef karis. Says Rav Kahana. My taima to amakra, because the pasuk says va'alehem tomar, regarding on them. And Rav Kahana says you could interpret the Alehem with an ayin also, not just with an aleph, v'alehem tomar, upon what we were just talking about. And that's what we were just talking about. The Isser, a case where there was makdish b'shas heter, and makdish b'shas Isser, alas muchin tomar, is referring to what was just said earlier. So that's Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana has a remez, v'alehem could be read v'alehem with an ayin, and that's his makar. So maskav l'rabba, Rabba says, but doesn't say that. Miksiv v'alehem tomar, alehem siv. It says Alehem, meaning to Bnei Yisrael, not to the Karbanos that I was just referring to earlier in the Psukim. Va'od, and also, Tanya Arba Klalos Ha'erev Shimon Omer B'Kachim. We learned, there's a rule about Kachim. Hikdisha, which is Beferish, this price is Beferish against Rav Kahana. Hikdisha and B'Shaz Isra Habamos. V'Shachat V'Hela B'Shaz Isra Habamos B'Chutz. That's a regular Shudei Chutz. Harehim Ba'aseh V'Los Aseh B'Ish Ben Karis. If you do everything B'Shaz Isra Habamos, there's Karis. Asilos asekaris. Hikdisha b'shas heter bamos v'shachad v'he'ela b'shas iser bamos harehena ba'aseh v'los aseh v'ein b'em karis. That's the line. That's against Rabbi Rav Kahana. Right, that's his case, and it says no karis. Rav Kahana said yes karis for halah. Hikdisha b'shas iser bamos v'shachad v'he'ela b'chutz b'shas heter bamos. If I was makdashit b'shas iser, but I was mal and shochei b'shas heter, harehena ba'aseh v'ein b'em los aseh. That's just an aseh, because I originally didn't do what I was supposed to do. I did it b'shas iser. Hikdisham b'shas heter bamos v'shachar v'hela b'shas heter bamos patur miklum. So kasha. So you see, line two is against Rav Kahana. So tiyufta to Rav Kahana, tiyufta. So Rav Kahana is knocked out. Tosfos here discusses the last line of the brisa. What's the chiddush? If you did everything b'shas heter, then obviously you're patur, right? You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're doing a mitzvah. So Tosfos discusses that, what the chiddush of that line is. Okay, weiter. Ve'elu kachem v'chulu. We continue other avodos that are not required on a bama. Smicha, dechsev lefnei Hashem v'samach. Only when it's lefnei Hashem do you require smicha. Right? We discuss smicha often in this mesechta. Right? Smicha, we're finishing, about carbon mincha. We're not going to get to talk about smicha so much, but smicha, remember the Rambam talks about vidui by smicha. And the Rambam says, what about a shlamim? Shlamim also has vidui. You say divrei shevach. Say divrei shevach by a shlamim. But again, by a bama, not. Lifnei Hashem v'samach. Shchita safon, the shchita on the north side, dechziv safona lifnei Hashem. Also only lifnei Hashem. And we discussed way back, probably in the first parak, the second parak, the secret of safon. Safun is like safun. The Meshachachma, the beginning of Vayikra, discusses the importance of Tzafon and the special message. Matanos Saviv, Dechsiv, the Zrikas all around the corners. Dechsiv is Arak ala Mizbeach Saviv, again, on the Mizbeach. Tznufa, Dechsiv, Einif HaKohen Lefnei Hashem, the Kohen does the Tznufa Lefnei Hashem. Agasha Dechsiv, Vihigisha El HaMizbeach. So all of these Avodos are specifically connected to the Mizbeach, in the Central Mizbeach. Central Mizbeach in Yerushalayim, in Shiloh, Vichulu. Tznufa is something that we probably haven't talked about enough of. Just one ha'ara, Rav Soloveitchik has in Tznufa. And that is, we know, Tznufa is in all the directions. All the directions we wave, right? We have waving by karbanos, different types of wavings by different karbanos. Sometimes the animal is dead already. Sometimes, once in a while, the animal is still alive. But we also have Tznufa bizman hazeh by lulav. That's when we have tenufa. The Gemara says in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Ches, what do? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, molich u'mevi l'mi she'arba rucha shelo. We're molich out and mevi la'arba rucha shelo. Takadosh Baruch Hu, who is in charge of all the directions. Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Mechanina, molich u'mevi kedei la'atzar ruchos ra'os. Male u'morid kedei la'atzar tlalim ra'im. Right, what do we do that for? To prevent bad winds and dews. Rav Soloveitchik writes, Alder Drush, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yisrael Hanina? Rabbi Yochanan, Lamisha Abba Rucha Shalo, and Rabbi Yisrael Hanina, to prevent Ruchos Rose, and maybe it's relating to the two Yesodos of Kabbalah Samacho Shamayim. Gadlus HaBorei, or Shiflus HaAdam. Right, the Nevardik and Slabatka sometimes is called, but the first is, what do you wait for? You wait for Lamisha Abba Rucha Shalo. Godless, not really Godless Adam, Shiflas Adam, that's Slabatka and Nevardik, but it's a similar idea. Godless Habore. Do you focus on how great Hashem is or how lowly man is? Right? How great Hashem is? Right, that's the first day. Lamisha Abba Rucha Shalo. The frailty of man is Lami, right, to protect us from, Tzlalim Ra'im and Ruchos Ros. That's Tznufa. Tznufa we wave in all the different directions for, again, every detail of every Avoda has significance. Okay, we continue. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eim Mincha Babama. Rabbi Yehuda says there's no Mincha on Abama. Amar Rav Sheshel, Zodevri Omer, Yesh Mincha Babama, Yesh Ovos Babama. Zodevri Omer, Eim Mincha Babama, Ein Ovos Babama. Mincha and Ofos go together. Zvachim velo Menachos, Zvachim velo Ofos. Okay, that's the Limud, the one who excludes both, he excludes both. V'Kohen Dechziv, V'Zarek HaKohen. And why is Kohen excluded? Because only there does it say Vizorak HaKohen by the Mizbeach. Big Day Shares, L'Shares, Bakodesh. Klei Shares, Asher Yishar Subam, Bakodesh. All of these, the Limudim are Dafka for the central Mizbeach. L'Reach Nichoach Tichsiv, L'Reach Nichoach Lashem. Again, Reach Nichoach Lashem, that is the only requirement. It says Reach Nichoach by Noach. Right, so it has a din of a Beis HaMikdash. I read Noach brought a Reach Nichoach. Interesting. Mechitza bidamim. The mechitza, the chuta sikra. For the blood, you have above and below. Dechsev v'haisa reshes al chatzi ha-mizbeach. Richos yadayim. Dechsev u'v'karvasam el ha-mizbeach yirchatzu. So all of these halachas only apply to the mizbeach. It doesn't apply to a bama. And again, we had discussed a lot of these at various times throughout the mesechta in terms of rachos yadayim v'raglayim. Right? We mentioned the idea of the Gavra and the idea of the Chefza, right, to different dinim in Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. We discussed above and below, the Mechitza, the Chod HaSikra. We discussed Ofos and Menachas. Menachas are coming up on the horizon very soon, and a lot of others. But again, everything all about Bamas and the different stages were discussed right here. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Rami Bar Chama. Hashem, tomorrow the daf will be put up from the last cycle. Hashem, and we will pick up after with Mesachas Menachas, Daf Beis. Menachas, Daf Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.